Tri-City TipsNet for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in Groton, Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.67, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. This net is also available on Echolink. Look for W1DX-R, that's Whiskey 1 Delta X-Ray-Romeo. The net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators, as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio, also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators, and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater.
Kilo 1 Victor Steve Coventry, no questions. November, Tango 1 Oscar, Jerry, Preston, no question.
Here is November 1, Yankee, Foxtrot, Alpha, Hamilton, Thorndike, Green. Negative questions, good evening, Tim.
Let me read down the list of who's checked in. We have Josh, K0JEB, with a question. John, W1JOP, who is mobile. Bob, W1RPQ, with a question. Kevin, KA6PDG, with a question. Dave, K1DCT. Jerry, K1JMN. Dan, KC1GQZ. Chuck, W1FJW. Steve, NK1V. And Jerry, NT1O. And Hamilton, N1YFA. Any further check-ins before we get started, please call now. As we go down through the list, because we have three people with questions. So we'll start with Josh, K0JEB. Please come with your question.
Good evening, Tim's K0JEB. My question for the net tonight is with ham radio, I just kind of wanted to go like a poll to everyone, and I will take notes, it is an important question for me. I'm curious as to where everyone goes to get their new or look up information related to ham radio, whether it's a website, a catalog, a YouTube channel, or just curious what everyone uses to look up stuff and where they find new things about the ham radio hobby. That's all I have. It's K0JB.
John, who's mobile, and maybe he's got an answer for where he goes to get to look up information for the ham radio hobby. W1JOP, KC1TWR.
I'll start that one with W1JOP. QRZ, obviously, because I'm involved with a couple of their forums and everything. There's another one which I can't recall the name of right now. Maybe Tim, you'd know it if I describe it. The website has a yellow background, and there's all kinds of, there's forums, reviews, and all kinds of things on it. I can't, it's hamradiosomethingorother.com. I can't remember what it is, but, and obviously I have no help with that, but those are my two main sources. This is W1GOP, and of course YouTube.
No, I'm not familiar with the one with the yellow background, but maybe somebody else is. Let's move on to Bob, W1RPQ. He also has a question that we can add on to the list of questions. W1RPQ, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is W1RPQ. Good evening, everybody. Let me start with Josh's question. I use QST and CQ Magazine as a source, the ARRL website, if it's about ham radio rules, regulations, and things. Google search is really the biggest thing if I have a specific question, and then it'll probably lead me to several of the forums that are out there, as well as getting on the phone or sending an email to my local ham buddies and asking them questions about problems and issues that I'm having, like this morning with Josh. So that's what I do for that. Now let me reset.
Thank you.
what are your plans for Summer Field Day this year? Trying to get an idea of what folks are out there trying to do. We're going to figure out what the club is going to do. But just wanted to have an idea of what folks thought they might try to do this year for Field Day. And with that, let me send it back to Net Control. This is W1RPQ.
Good answer to that, and a good question. Let's move on to Kevin, KA6PDG. Where do you look up ham radio information about ham? Where do you go to look up ham radio hobby information, and what are your plans for Summer Field Day? And what question are you bringing to the net? KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
Three questions, so mine will be number four. let me go sort of in reverse here. Bob, don't have any specific plans yet. There's some chatter in the Kilowatt Club of concentrating more on doing a lighthouse sometime this year rather than concentrating on a field day. But those are just preliminary, so I don't have an answer for you on that. Websites and that sort of thing, go to lookup places. I generally just type the information I'm looking for in a few words into a search engine, and then I decide from the list of hits which one I want to go to first or second. So I don't have a favorite source or website. Typically, a lot of times where I land is eham.com, and if it's something pertaining to say I just want to know what the latest news is in ham radio, I typically will listen to Amateur Radio Newsline, which you can get from Alexa. We'll play it for you. So that's my answer there. Now my question, let me reset. I'd like to know what the learned out there, or even the not-so-learned, have to say about small beams, small beam antennas. Specifically, small beam antennas for VHF, UHF, like 2 meter and 440. Are there any useful small beam antennas that might even be somewhat portable that you could throw in the back seat of your car, take out with you somewhere, or something that I might have just as an Armstrong beam on a pole, not all that high, something to play with on my back porch. I just learned last night about the Moxon. Mike Oscar X-ray Oscar November, the Moxon antenna, which I guess is like a 3-foot square. So I'm trying to learn a little bit about small and hopefully not super expensive antennas for VHF, UHF, specifically directional, KA6PDG.
Okay, good question there, Kevin. And let's, in the interest of, we have so many people, we're going to move on very quickly to Dave and ask him about where does he get his ham radio hobby information, what's he doing for Summer Field Day, and maybe he has some thoughts about your small beam antenna, whether they're useful, portable, and directional. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Well, good evening to all. This is K1DCT, and we've certainly got some questions floating around tonight. That's what this net's all about. So let me start at the top of the list here, because I did have to take notes because it was getting a little complicated. Let's see, new stuff on ham radio. Yes, I will go to the league sometimes, and, you know, as Bob mentioned, rules, regs, that kind of stuff. That's where I'll head usually for them. And if not, type it into whatever search engine you like and see what comes up. And filter through it best you can. And I think John was referring to eham.net. It has kind of a yellow background. I get some of it anyway. That might be it, but a lot of good reviews on there. If you're looking at equipment, there's antennas and that sort of stuff. And see, as far as small beams, I did just poke up the Moxon beam. Appears to have a pretty good frequency coverage. You know, the entire 2 meter band it's advertising. No, I don't instantly see anything about gain or anything, but in Kevin's case, it is set up so that it will take 120 mile an hour wind survival with a half inch of ice. So that might be something you want to look into. The other thing for Kevin, for small portable beams, that tape measure beam is certainly portable. It's three elements, so not a huge gain or a huge front to back ratio, but it is definitely discernible, you know, what's the front and what's the back as far as receiving. So those are my top thoughts on what's been discussed so far. Back to net, K1DCT.
Okay, very good, Dave. Good information around. Before we go any further, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, open to all amateur radio operators. If you've been sitting by and you'd like to join us, we can add you to the list. Please come with your call sign now.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Oscar Sierra Charlie, Alex and Preston with a question.
Okay, net recognizes KC1OSC, Alex Preston with a question. We'll get to you. We've added you to the list. We have a few more to go before we get to you. Any other check-ins, please call now. Okay, we're next going to go to Jerry, K1JMN. We have three questions so far. Where do you get your ham radio hobby information? What are you doing for summer field day? And what's your opinion? Do you have any experience with any small beam antennas, portable or directionable? K1JMN, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K1JMN, good evening everyone. Yes, I get my information from the AWRL web page, and the QST magazine, and whatever I can search online, and I ask questions, I get answers there, and I also go to vendors' websites and look up things on their radios, things like that. And also the antenna manual. I get a lot of questions answered from there. Let's see, what I intend to do for field day. I hope to be there on field day. Things in my life are in flux right now. So my intention is to be there, but I don't know that I will be there because there's changes in my world. And I forget the second question, but that's it for now. K1JMN, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Next we'll go to Dan. Same questions. Where do you get your information, your ham radio hobby information from summer field day, and any experience with small beam antennas being useful or portable, directionable? KC1GQZ, KC1TWR.
KC1
KC1TWR. This is KC1GQZ. Welcome to everybody on the net tonight. So information, I usually just use Google or Firefox to get information about it. Information on equipment, I would go to normally like Ham City. They seem to give a lot of reviews for on equipment before I purchase anything. Field day, I don't have any plans yet for field day, so we'll just see what's going on there. And I don't have any experience with the small beam antenna, so I can't help Kevin on that one. This is KCGQZ, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Very good. Haven't heard of Ham City before. I'll have to look that up. Let's go on to Chuck. W1FJW, same three questions. Where do you get your ham radio hobby information from? What are you doing? What are your thoughts and plans right now for summer field day? And do you have any experience or suggestions for small beam antennas, especially portable and directionable? W1FJW, KC1TWR.
My primary source for information is the bookshelf right here. I've got a dozen or so books on from the League and other places with information on radio, so I try to get it there. And if that fails, then I'll go to I'll Google it on the net or go to a specific equipment manufacturer or something of that nature. For summer field day, I hope I'll be ready to support with some antennas and some feed line and what other equipment is necessary. So I intend to participate in that. And for VHF, UHF, small beam antennas, I've got my tape measure Yagi. Let me reset. And I'm not sure if it's a beam antenna or not, but I have a UHF version of a cardioid type pattern. It's not really a beam antenna, but it has a very deep null in one direction only. So I use that sometimes too. I guess that's all three. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Chuck. Let's move on to Steve, NK1V. And I think by now he's got the three questions drilled into his mind from the number of times you've repeated it. NK1V, KC1TWR.
Yeah, I have a question tonight. Got tons of notes, and I'll probably miss half of them. On Josh's, I don't, books are usually, I actually have several books from NARL and stuff that are very useful, but I don't often have the patience to read through them and find information. I just, although I should, occasionally I will. I generally just Google things initially, and there's some of this previously mentioned, the EGAM and such, and are reliable sites. And there's four or five solid guys on YouTube that you can trust. There's a lot of stuff out there that's obviously not reliable. And also, as mentioned, the manufacturer's website, if patience, you know, time is not an issue, I've gotten a lot of information. There's several manufacturers that have gotten really good information from just by sending them an email. Actually, not, and I'm not promoting TX Engineering or anything like that. I had an issue with them at one point trying to return an item, and with some back and forth aggressive emails and stuff, and they pretty much told me the deal on getting it is anything you do, you purchase or anything like that, ask us questions. They call us, all this stuff, and I've been doing that, and they've been great, and I've, you know, obviously had other purchases and such, and have no issues anymore, but not that I'm promoting them particularly, but just the fact of asking lots of questions to because they don't want to take things in return, and they want me to buy more things, obviously. And so that's actually been working out good. We have a pretty good relationship with going on with that. Of course, they have the better half of it. Reset. That's pretty much stuff that everyone has said. And then Field Day, I don't know, last year I didn't, the Hopper Radio Club is not really pulled together since the COVID. We haven't had too much communication. We were a small group to begin with, so I'm not sure if we're doing anything. I tend to do some lone wolf stuff, but I will kind of, as time gets closer, I will probably be out there. I don't know what to what extent, depending on scheduling. You know, you also have some slight things going on, but I am going to try to get out there. And I may show up at one of, you know, one of the other clubs and stuff, just if I have nothing going on, just to give back a little bit. And then, on Kevin, on the small beam, I've had really good, I've obviously have one that I made for fox hunting, the dimensions of, like, the tape measure ones, I think the Norwich Club there posted, I made it out of these PVC with some, like, 3/16 aluminum, but that's a real handy one. I made a bracket for my HD and my, anyway, so, but I've had really good luck, especially seeing I've had some power issues and stuff with the aero antennas, and not that they're the most efficient, but they're very rugged. They're made out of all solid stuff, not exactly completely lightweight, although they're all aluminum, and I actually, on one of the J-poles right now, dual band, and that's, I'm pushing like 23 or 24 watts out of my ICOM. Usually I get this repeater with my beam. I have their 5-element beam, and I can hit this repeater with 5 or 6 blocks, if that even. In most cases, I'm not using the radio tonight. And so anyways, I'm not saying that they're the most efficient, but they're extremely rugged, and I wouldn't think twice about just throwing that beam in the back of my pickup truck, completely assembled, and just plucking it out and holding it up in the air. And to make some other like satellite based, you know, ones with it, 440 and 2 meter and stuff with a handle on it. But that's been my experience other than stuff that I've seen. I think that's the beam, the field day, and the info. Back to that, and K1B.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Just FYI, we heard all your comments, but there were a lot of scratches in there. Will it be a propagation or something else? So let's move on to Jerry, NT10, and the question again being, where do you look up your ham radio hobby information? What are you planning for summer field day? And do you have any experience with the recommendations concerning small beam antennas, especially if they're portable and directionable and rugged, I guess? NT10, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, NT10. For information resources, as a new ham, probably I break things down into three categories. For latest news, I guess QSC Magazine and the ARRL site has a section actually called Latest News. The second section I call General Learning, and as a new ham, that's been a really big thing for me, trying to get familiar with things. What I did was I bought the ARRL handbook, the ARRL antenna book. I've been through the antenna book, which is like 6 volumes. Some of it is a little droll, most of it was pretty interesting. I've purchased some additional books, such as for grounding, 6 meter antennas, that kind of thing. And I thought I knew grounding, but there definitely was a lot of information there that I found helpful that I didn't know. Once I know what it is I'm looking for, like antennas, then I'll do some specific searching on YouTube. And also, I've got a number of Elmers. Several of them are on this tonight, and the tip site itself has been very helpful. I've been using some YouTube videos. There's one ham, an extra, Dave Casler, C-A-S-L-E-R. Got over 300 videos out there. I think a lot of hams starting out would find him interesting because he keeps it pretty simple. He doesn't go too far into things, and his math is basic. If you do know more or are comfortable with more, you can always dig up more information. Let me reset here. Um, But anyway, he's a good start, and you can always, you know, do more research. As a new ham, I think this is going to affect most of us in that category. We don't know what we don't know, and that's why I find the general learning and books to be a good place to get a spread, if you will, and an overview of things, and then can research further. For field day, I'm intending to attend at least one, if not several. I did attend one last year, and again, from a learning standpoint, I'm still learning procedure and, you know, the approach to things, so it was very helpful there. As far as small beans, I've installed things from microwave stuff, but I really don't know enough to offer anything of value at this time. So this is NT1O, back to now.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Good comments. Let's move on next to Hamilton. I think you've got the three questions down pat, and one YFA, KC1TWR.
Technician and general all in one shot was because of his channel.
And as far as gear reviews, I'm a big fan of eham.net or com or what it was. As far as summer field day, like I said, I'm a brand new ham. I've had my license 2 weeks, so at the moment I have no plans. Looking to jump out and experience some things. And that kind of segues into the beam antenna question. I also have no idea on that. It's kind of interesting because my question is all. Sorry, I got cut off. My question is also antenna related. Is there any kind of service or, you know, guys go around? Because I, anybody that was on the last week's net will know I had issues with my HT. So over the past week, I built a ground plane antenna, and I also got gifted a mag mount that was cut for CB. So I was looking to see if I could, you know, utilize an antenna analyzer anywhere. Or, hang on while I reset one. Is there places that rent antenna analyzers? I've seen on certain radio groups, websites, you have to be a member, you can rent, you know, equipment XYZ. But that's all I got. Back to net control.
Okay, very good, Alex. And you're coming through perfectly well so that we can understand everything you were saying. So what you're doing with your antennas is working very well indeed. To answer your question very quickly, there should be a few clubs in the area that will be doing summer field day. You can always stop by one, two, or three, or whatever number of clubs and just kind of get a feel for how they do their field day. That's always fun. You don't have to bring any equipment. They'll have a lot set up. And they also have food. That's always a plus. Antenna analyzer, usually you can either find someone through one of the nets who's willing to lend one to you, or maybe even come over and help you with it. And it is true that the clubs in the area do have antenna analyzers. You'd have to talk to the club and see if you could borrow one. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list here. Let me do another quick call out. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. If anybody else would like to join, please come with your call sign now. Four questions on the table here, and we haven't gotten all the way around back to the people there, so we're going to go to the top of the list, and Josh, coming to you actually would be, did you get the answer you were looking for where people look things up? What are your plans for summer field day? Do you have any thoughts about directional VHF, UHF antennas? And the question that Alex brought, that he's looking to borrow a antenna analyzer. So K0JEB, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K0JB. All right, I'll try and answer all of them. To start with, to answer my own question, I tend to use Google and YouTube. And one of the YouTube channels that I follow very frequently is called DX Commander. He's a fine gentleman over in the UK who he does a lot of antenna modeling. And he actually has some tutorial videos on how to map out the propagation pattern of antennas on the computer. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, I would highly recommend it. Field day, I will be trying to make myself available with gear to participate with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. And the other question, let me reset real quick. The Yagi directional antenna. The only directional antenna I really have experience with is the tape measure Yagi that I built. And and I haven't had a chance to use it in a long time, so it would not hurt my feelings any if it took a trip to Norwich. Kevin, if you'd like to play with it, have it, try it out, and see if it's something that would work for you, just let me know. It's a tape measure Yagi for 2 meters. Unfortunately, I don't have one for 70 centimeters, but just let me know, shoot me an email or whatnot, and you know, if you like it and you want one, but you're afraid of taking mine, we can work up a thing where I can just make a duplicate. It's fairly simple, similar to the tape measure Yagis that Raison built quite a few years ago before I became a ham. And for the last gentleman, I'm sorry I didn't catch the call sign or the name that was asking about antenna analyzers. I'd like to direct you to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's website, tricityarc.net, and they have a lot of information on there. It's got some contact information as far as email, list of the members, officers, a bunch of stuff on there, and the dues are fairly cheap, and it's a good group of guys that like to do all sorts of fun radio stuff. That's about all I got, and I hope I didn't ramble on too long. It's K0JB, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Josh. And yeah, a little long, but that's fine. It's all good information. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to John, if he's still out there, and see if he has any thoughts about what he may be planning for summer field day, or if he has any experience with small beam antennas, or if he knows about an antenna analyzer that Alex can use. W1JOP, you still there? This is KC1TWR. Okay, John was mobile. He probably either got home or to his destination, so we'll move on to Bob, W1RPQ. And I think the questions to you are just about the small beam antenna and an antenna analyzer. W1RPQ, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is W1RPQ. Well, that's a pretty good round we had here. Let's see. Beam antennas. I have an Arrow 2-meter Yagi, and I also have a 2-meter 440 Arrow Yagi that I use for satellite work. And I have a tape measure that I built quite a while ago that I use for fox hunting. But I have been looking at elk antennas. So they have a log periodic that's gotten some really good write-ups. It's a 2-meter 440, pretty simple kit to put together, and they even have some plans on there to put it on a about a 10 or 15 foot mast, so that you can, it's a very directional antenna, so that you can turn it depending on what you're trying to do. But it's had some really good reports, and it looks like a fairly simple unit to put together as well as maintain. So that's what I have as far as that goes. As far as an antenna analyzer, yes, please go to the website as Josh has suggested. If you're interested in joining the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, we have equipment that we loan out to members, and we have antenna analyzers. We also have an IC7100, an IC7300, and an FT450, all three HF radios that are club radios, and members can sign those out if they're interested in learning how they work, and if they're going to purchase one themselves. They have a lot of equipment we can do that with. Plus, I know there's several other folks that are on this thread tonight that I'm sure will probably want to reach out and give you a hand. With that, let me send it back to Net Control. This is W1RPQ.
Okay. talking about? Could you give us, be more clear with the name if you would?
This is W1RPQ. That's an ELK, E-L-K, log periodic 2 meter 440 antenna.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Bob. Okay, next we're going to go. Let me reset real quick. Okay, next we're going to go to Kevin, see if he got any as much information as he would like, or if we answered any of his question, and also find out, let's see, got to check my questions here. Yeah, and I think that was the last of those three questions. Yeah, so anyhow, K6BDG, KC1TWR.
6 or 7 minutes ago, I had to run in the other room and get my note taker. I can remember things. Thank you. Good night tonight. Tape measure antenna I am familiar with. Actually, I had some guys put one together for me at the Raceon thing a couple of years ago. I don't know where it is. Can't find it, or it accidentally grew legs. I don't think anybody deliberately moved it. Anyway, that's those comments also may have been helpful to people listening in, so I'm glad folks mentioned the tape measure Yagi. For you guys, particularly like officers and radio clubs and stuff, you might find this helpful. I was thinking about Josh's question, and as a person with a disability, in my case visually, but if you get these kinds of questions, don't forget a wonderful resource is Handy Hams. Let me reset. That's Handy Hams, and I'll reset the repeater. For those who don't know what Handy Hams is, it's a nonprofit out of Minnesota, I believe. And they are a bunch of Roman Catholic nuns, and I think some of them are hams, I don't know if all of them are. And their mission or their work that they do for the sake of this discussion is to help disabled folks with amateur radio questions, problems, modifying equipment, whatever. And I have called them a couple of times in the last 40 years. Bob covered the analyzer question. Elk log periodic. Good. I'm glad you asked that question, Tim, because I didn't copy it either. And one quick footnote. You might have noticed, Tim, I don't know about others, that the January 20th net was missing from the website. And I couldn't find it, and I couldn't find it, and I'd given it up as being accidentally erased. And I found it yesterday, so if anybody was looking on the website for a recording of the January 20th TIPSnet, it is now there on the website. K6PDG, back to net.
You can borrow. We're in the same town. And for a small but phenomenal fee, I will even come along and show you how to use it. So you can look me up on the QRZ, or you can hang around after the net. But I do have an antenna analyzer that you can borrow. And as far as getting the CB antenna to do anything for you, maybe if you can get the antenna and the coil off of whatever mount it is, you could probably use the mount. The rest of it, probably not so much if you're thinking in the 2 meter 440 range. But that's, I don't know that was your intention. So back to net, K1DCT.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Very good. Let's move on to Jerry and see what he has for the second round. K1JMN, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K1JMN. I'm sorry, guys. I just got off the phone, and I missed everything. So I have nothing to offer, and so I'm going to say K1JMN, back to net.
This net up on the am1700.org/tipsnet website. And by the way, that January 20th recording he was talking about, one of the things we talked about was lifetime of capacitors. Okay, let's move on to Dan, see what he has for the second round. KC1GQZ, KC1TWR.
This is KC1GQZ. Actually, I don't think I have anything else for the second round. I do not have an antenna analyzer yet, so I can't help you there, Alex. So this is KC1GQZ, back to net control.
Okay, no worries, Dan. Glad you're on the net. And let's move on to Chuck, W1FJW. What do you have for the second round? This is KC1TWR in the TIPSnet.
Well, I was just doing a quick eyeball comparison of the arrow antenna, the UHF, VHF, Yagi, and the Elk antenna. Log periodic, and the dual band log periodic would look like a better choice for a compact antenna. It's smaller and it uses all the elements for both bands, and they're both reasonably priced, so I think I'd have a tendency to go with the Elk. It looks a little sturdier to mount on a mast. Back to net, W1FJW.
Well, thank you, Chuck. That's good information to know. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. If anybody else would like to join, please come with your call sign now.
One nice thing, someone mentioned that
the log one has the ability to do 440. That's the trouble with this particular one, the arrow, it's only 2 meter. So it's, which is fine for me. I rarely use 440, but it is kind of nice to have that option should I need it. So other than that, nothing else new on any other topics, so back to that, and K1B.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you, Stephen. Yes, you're coming through markedly better. Didn't hear any scratches whatsoever. Okay, let's move on to Jerry in Preston, see what he has for the second round here. NT10, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is NT10. On the antenna, I had asked last week about the 2 meter 440 radio question. And since then, I think I've decided my radio, I needed an antenna. I was going to build a J-pole. And I came across, I think it was Steve talking about tonight, the Arrow OSJ-146/440. And I ordered one today. In fact, while we were talking, I found out it's shipped. But now that I see the elk, I very well might want to add that as a beam. As I looked at it, as others have mentioned on here, it does look very appealing. So that's about all I have to say about the antenna. It looks good from the specs and such. The question asked about an antenna analyzer, I had mentioned to a number of members on the club site a few months ago about a device I had bought, a NanoVNA, which is a vector network analyzer. This is something I've been following and looking at for years for other purposes. They always ran somewhere between $5,000 and got well over $10,000. And then this thing came out, and it's about $60. I bought it, and I've been very, very happy about it with it. What I like is the fact that it also will show you the Smith chart, where you are on the chart. So you've got the inductive and capacitive and resistive plots. I mean, you see where you fall as far as those two components. And it even lists the magnitudes of each of those separately. And I found it very useful for on the different bands, using my setting up my antenna tuner, checking out any cable I've run, antennas I've run. So I highly recommend at least the person asking about this looking for this NanoVNA. If you just look for that NanoVNA antenna analyzer, you'll find it on Amazon in many, many different companies, and it's all the same unit, branded or close, branded just by different companies for a low price. Highly recommend it. That's about it. NT10, back to that.
Good evening.
The time is 8 p.m. on Wednesday, March 3.
People in the area also have bought both the NanoVNA, and I think it is a nice next step up from like the MFJ 259 or 269, although they also serve their purpose well. Okay, let's move on to Hamilton. Let's see what he has for the second round. N1YFA, KC1TWR.
Turn it back to you, Tim, and one YFA.
back to Alex and see if any of this has made sense to him. By the way, the person who offered to, who has one and offered to come over and help is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. And as he mentioned, his email address is good on QRZ. But, so what are your thoughts and comments for the second round here, Alex? KC1 OSC, this KC1 TWR.
KC1 OSC, yeah, it was a lot of good information, guys. Thank you, Dave. K1 DTC, or DCT, sorry. I'll probably be taking you up on that. I do have, I have been looking at those VNAs on Amazon, but being a new dad with a one-year-old at home, my resources are pretty much directed immediately to him at the moment, so not a lot of time for toys and whatnot. But yeah, so I do, I think that's it. KC1 OSC, back to Matt.
I think this will end the first section of the TipsNet. There are three sections. We're going to be going into the announcements section. But before I do that, any last check-ins or any other check-ins or any additional comments, please call now.
Right up your alley.
WRPQ, back to net.
Anyone with questions or comments for Bob with the items he's offering, please call now.
K0JB with a question.
K0JEB, go ahead and call Bob direct and then pass it back to me.
W1RPQ is K0JB. My quick question is, do you have an asking price for the 4U and 6U cases?
This is W1RPQ. I do, and you can contact me via email. Want to keep the price thing off of the net. But yeah, I'm good on QRZ as well, and you know my email. W1RPQ, back to net.
Okay, any other announcements or items that people are either looking to sell, buy, or looking for, or any other check-ins, please call now. TipsNet, anyone that has any other check-ins or any other comments, please come now with your call sign. Okay, that was the last call, and with no further check-ins, I'm going to go ahead and close the net at this time. I'd like to thank everyone who participated, and it's quite a list. Josh, John, Bob, Kevin, Dave, Jerry, Dan, Chuck, Steve, Jerry, Hamilton, and Alex. So, I would like to thank all those who attended the net, as well as those who stood by and listened as we conducted the net. We also would like to thank W1AN for allowing us to use the W1DX repeater. We'd also like to thank Joe, K1IKE, for the EchoLink connection, and Kevin, KA6PDG, for the recordings, which are located at AlphaMike1700.OscarRomeoGolf/TipsNet. And make sure the TipsNet is all lowercase. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month, usually at the American Red Cross office in Montville, but lately it's been on Zoom. And that link is posted on the, will be posted on the club's website. The meetings start at 7 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club can be found on their website, tricityarc.net. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is KC1TWR, wishing everyone a good evening in 73.
N1YFA disconnected.